up your little game.
Your name will also go on the list. What is it?
Don't tell him, Pike.
We're a very class-ridden society, and it's all very well trying to be classless, but it doesn't seem to work. We still laugh at it, and nearly all my shows anyway are sort of historical shows, and so they can look back on that particular aspect of British life and enjoy it and laugh at it.
You stupid boy.
So meet the gang, cause the boys are here, the boys to entertain you.
Wait outside, shall I be good night?
The sergeant made us out in a good mood.
I had not time to find out.
Ground floor perfumery, stationery and leather goods.
I mean, the least sign of danger, and my pussy's hair stands on end.
Hello, campers. This is Radio Maplin.
I don't like the name sitcom, really. They're all character comedies, really. There's a sort of situation in them, but it's really their reaction and the way they behave as people that we're interested in, and I think that's why they work.
Well, you can't blame him, sir. I mean, he's got a job to do.
Oh, you'll stick up for him, won't you? Both went to public schools, didn't you?
No, I can't help feeling, sir. You've got a little bit of a chip on your shoulder about that.
There's no chip on my shoulder, Wilson. I'll tell you what there is on my shoulder, though. 3 pips, and don't you forget it.
And they were very tepid indeed about it. I mean, the best we had was one little bloke in one of the audiences says, well, I quite liked it. But aside from that, the reaction was really pretty rough.
But you hung on in there.
Oh, I hung in there. Yes, I did suppress the result, and we managed to get through.
And 9 years later, it was still running in a highly successful
program. Yes, and ran much longer than the war.
Good morning.
Listen very carefully. I shall say this only once.
I beg your pardon?
Now, I should just have one more glass of my own made wine and I should be all right.
You do not keep drinking like that, Ted. That's slow poison, that is.
Well, I'm not in any hurry.
Now, every year at this time, we choose a maiden from among our womenfolk, a maiden who is pure in mind and body. A maiden upon whose fair skin man's hand has never set foot.